Today, the Supreme Court agreed to wrestle with the question of who can be held liable in American courts for acts of terrorism that take place in other countries. The case involves an 18th century statute called the Alien Tort Statute, which allows lawsuits by foreigners against foreigners for violations of U.S. law. And here to talk with us about what the Supreme Court did today is our very own Greg Storr, Bloomberg Law co-host and Bloomberg News Supreme Court reporter. Greg, what's the court doing in these international terrorism cases?
Well, Michael, it's a question that they thought about deciding before. They tried to decide before. This is a statute that is more than 200 years old, and in the last few decades, human rights activists have increasingly tried to use it to bring multinational companies in the court in the U.S. to answer for atrocities, environmental abuses that happen in other countries. Now, the Supreme Court a few years ago took up a case involving the Alien Tort Statute, and they were trying to decide the question they have before them now, which is whether corporations can be sued under the Alien Tort Statute. But instead, the court went off in a different direction, got rid of that case on different grounds. So now it's back before them. They've agreed to decide, can you only sue an individual under the Alien Tort Statute, or can you sue a multinational company?
And what quickly are the facts in this case? What's it about?
So these are victims of terrorist attacks in Israel and the Palestinian territories. They blame Arab Bank, which is a Jordan-based bank, but it has New York branches. And they say, because of those New York branches, we ought to be able to sue them in U.S. courts under the Alien Tort Statute. And Arab Bank argues that because it's a corporation, it cannot be sued.
Well, it's going to I wonder if the court will be able to come up with a more simple decision than they did the last time they took this thing up. But one wonders about that. In any event, they also refused to wade into something today. The question of whether people can take selfies on when they vote. What was that all about?
Yeah, there's a New Hampshire law that said you cannot take a picture of yourself or a picture of your ballot and post it on social media, which is something that people have been increasingly doing in the last few years. A lower court, federal appeals court, said that's a violation of the First Amendment. The state tried to get the Supreme Court to intervene today, and the Supreme Court said, no, we're not going to hear that case. So that law prohibiting the taking of selfies with your ballot and posting them on social media, that law is now dead. And if you live in New Hampshire, you're free to do that.
Well, I guess we're going to see a lot of smartphones in the ballot booth now and a lot more on Instagram about how people voted than we did before. So the court, those are two things the court did. They took a case. They didn't take a case. There are a bunch of things that we're expecting them to do that they really didn't touch today, aren't there?
Yeah, there were at least things that they could do. So one of them, and this is something that they've been putting off action on for quite a while, it's a case involving religious rights and gay marriage. There's a Colorado baker who has been cited under that state's civil rights laws for refusing to make cakes for gay weddings. And he says that is a violation. He says he doesn't make cakes for gay weddings because he has a religious objection. And he is claiming at the Supreme Court that is a violation, that citation against him is a violation of his religious rights. The court has repeatedly deferred action on that. It seems at least plausible. What's going on is they're not going to hear the case, but somebody, maybe Justice Alito, Justice Thomas, is writing a rather vociferous dissent from that decision not to hear the case. One other case that the court didn't act on today, and in fact they sort of deferred even thinking about acting it, has to do with gun rights, and that's a case that Neil Gorsuch may get a chance to weigh in on. Lower courts are increasingly having to grapple with whether the Second Amendment applies outside the home. This is a case involving San Diego and San Diego County, where the sheriff has said that in order to get a permit to carry a concealed weapon, you have to show some special need, something other than just kind of a general need for self-defense. That's an issue the Supreme Court has kept ducking, and now there's at least a chance that the court will take up that issue with Neil Gorsuch on the court.
Well, thanks, Greg.